I'm Jason Wee. I'm from Singapore. I live between Singapore and New York now. And I'm an artist and a writer, and I run great projects here in Singapore. I think a lot about what the idea deserves when I think of the medium. So that's really how I work now. So sometimes it's really where the reading or the original inspiration or the material that I found would lead me. And I would follow it for as long as I can. And sometimes I could start with an image, but the result is an image of that's like a photographic image, but the result is really like a video or a drawing. And other times I would begin from a text like Boey Kim Cheng's poetry, and then I end up with sculpture or installation. And I think that's partly a function of how my brain works. I think I'm internally restless enough that I can't sit with one without feeling like actually that the medium or the form would actually exhaust me. And then I feel like I would need to move to something else for a while before I come back to it.
Do you think it's the nature of what you're interested in? Like, I mean, I know you're interested in space generally, but also urban space, and you've been working on islands and coastlines. And is it because of like the quality of the thing that you're
Partly,
focusing
I
on?
think it's also how I stumbled into art. I didn't think that I would be an artist. Honestly, I wanted to be a writer first. It's because I had such a difficult time coming out with fresh poems. I had a terrible writer's block that I came into art. And even when I came into art through photography, and that's what I did initially, and that's what I went to graduate school for, with photography, it wasn't so much the medium, the paper you use or the camera you use, as much as why the camera in the first place. I was interested in how certain kinds of discursive acts come together around certain kinds of materials or machines to generate a tradition that then we identify as a genre or a particular kind of art medium. And so at the back of it, there's often something discursive. In my head, it produces a kind of fluidity that then generates other kinds of possibilities. Like it could sometimes be solely discursive in the way that I then only want to think philosophically. And then the outcome is really a conversation or a text. And I feel like this is a really embodied experience, like even thinking philosophically, that sometimes the thinking runs up against something in me that I feel can only come out sensorially. Like I need to touch something, I need to move something, I need to go somewhere. And then at that time, sometimes the output changes. Yeah, so at that time, the ideas become material because of an engagement that I need with the world through my senses.
So then the materiality sort of comes back in that way.
There's a quote that always runs in my head a lot, and I feel the reason why archipelagos and islands resonate with me a lot is partly also because of the leaves of grass grow where we contain multitudes. Yeah. And I feel that often, like no man's an island because no man's one island. I'm like several island.